went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And my cell phone number, the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone number. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. And it's important for you to never to have a health problem. And if you have health problems, if you've been collecting them over the course of your lifetime, I'd like to offer you a different solution to that. Actually fix the problems and make it so that you don't actually have to have any health problems. And the man that helps me do that each week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's sitting here in studio with me. He's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that puts the shows together. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you, Doc Rick. You know, one of the things that we talk about quite often is about how much of your health care takes place in your digestive system. And in the world that we're living in, it's pretty much inevitable that you have some level of digestive disruption. Is that what you call dysbiosis?
That's absolutely true, Mark. There are so many things we do, many of which we are doing unknowingly, that creates digestive upset or disruption. And to answer your question, yes, this is the dysbiosis, the lack of normal balance as found within the microbiome of your digestive, respiratory, and integumentary or skin systems. So this is the dysbiosis that we've talked about for years.
For years. And the microbiome, that's made up of a lot of living organisms.
Lots. That's interesting. That's a finite term, and yet there are more microbes in the digestive microbiome than there are cells that make up your whole body, and yet they occupy the digestive system, the respiratory system, and the integumentary system, all the surface areas that have access to the outside world. Again, that's your whole surface area of your body that you can see outside, but it's also the lining of your respiratory system all the way into the lungs where you exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide, and that tube that goes from your mouth to your anus, known as your digestive system. All of those are, where the microbiome is found.
Mm-hmm. Now, do people realize that these different organisms that live in your body and how necessary they are for your health?
The average person, even the well-educated person, may not if they've heard of it, if they've not heard of it in their lives. Heck, medical doctors and pharmaceutical companies, when they're introduced antibiotics, had no idea what they were disrupting and the amount of disrupting they were doing to the microbiome. And they did not know that there was a thing called a microbiome because we hadn't discovered it at that point. And the current research, meaning the last 30 years or so, and the most coming out in the last 10 years show the importance of maintaining this delicate balance within the microbiome for the purposes of health. And it's just something that as we become more introspective and try to have more understandings of mechanism of disease, and the pharmaceutical companies are very good at researching this because they have to understand how you block that mechanism with some chemical-based medicine. The understanding is there for us to maintain health, but the understanding is being used to perpetuate health issues and perpetuate the need for medication instead of fixing problems.
I mean, I think part of the approach to the pharmaceutical approach to healthcare is that you want to have a very short-term solution to the symptoms that are happening, whereas healthcare is really a long vision. You're looking over the long haul because you want to maintain health and get health back.
Well, yeah, health is our birthright, but if we find ourselves not really taking care of our health and taking our health for granted, then you will develop a health problem because there's too many things out in the world that lead us to have health problems, and that's what this show is going to be about, is what are all the different ways that we disrupt our digestive system, and we talked last week that we would do that this week, so here we are keeping our word, and let's talk about those disruptors and what we do to screw ourselves up.
Now, when we're talking about the microbiome, there are a lot of bacteria involved in that. So that would mean that not all bacteria are bad.
That is what it means. Just like not all people are bad, the bacteria that we have can behave badly if they are confronted with the perfect storm to create that type of behavior. And but we have good bacteria. We have definitely good bacteria that is in our body that helps our body maintain and be healthy.
And that's necessary for your health. So if you don't have the right balance of that microbial life, you're likely to be sick.
Yes, recent research indicates that to be true, and having too many bad bacteria causes sickness as a result of not having enough good bacteria, and that can cause sickness too. And it's really about balance between the good and the bad, and making sure that everything is in harmony and working synergistically.
Now, when it comes to digestive disruptors, you have identified 12 common ways that we disrupt our digestive system. What is putting your microbiome out of balance?
Generally speaking, life itself, Mark. The life we've created and the society that we have and the modern conveniences that we have and what we have done to nature in an effort to have those conveniences is what we've done to disrupt our digestive system, certainly.
Yeah, and you and I have talked extensively on this show about the impact of antibiotics on our health. And you're not just talking about the antibiotics you take when you have an infection, are you?
No, Mark, I'm not. In fact, most are not aware of the wide use of antibiotics in the other arenas, like the dental visits to prevent infection during a cleaning or other dental procedure. But the greatest exposure to antibiotics we all are subject to is the antibiotics that they put into our food supply in an effort to keep the livestock, quote, healthy due to the unhealthy practices that goes into the food manufacturing industry. The meats, the poultry, the pork, the turkeys, the fish, all of it is affected by the antibiotics as the antibiotics are used to prevent infection. And in the areas the animals are kept while waiting to go to the slaughterhouse, and they're there using the antibiotics that we use when we use the antibacterial soaps and to contribute to the disruption of our microbiome, impacting our digestive system, our respiratory system, and our integumentary or skin system. So all these different ways that we get exposed to antibiotics, plus the other digestive system disruptors that we'll talk about, that creates an imbalance in our microbiome, the internal microbiome of our digestive tube and our respiratory system, and the microbiome that we find on our skin.
I mean, yeah, because we're there's so much effort to use antibacterial soaps and antibacterial cleaners, and we get rid of 99.9% of the germs. But in point of fact, sometimes some of these germs actually help you develop the strength in your immune system to be able to fight off pathogens.
Right. You are affecting the delicate balance, and you are creating a problem in the microbiome of the skin, for starters, by using these antibacterial soaps and these hand sanitizers. And, you know, it's just, if you're washing your body in the shower with an antibacterial soap, okay, you're affecting the whole microbiome on the surface of your skin. If you're using these hand sanitizers and you're, you know, using them to purify your skin, the surfaces of your skin, because of, quote, all the germs that they've made us become germophobic about, you're setting yourself up for having health issues.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting the antibiotics through our eating, because, as you said, the animals and the food supply has a lot of antibiotics. We're getting them because we're using all these cleaners and things like that. So do the antibiotics actually get into things like the milk and the eggs as well?
Yeah, 70% of the antibiotics are put into our food supply, and that means your eggs, that means your cheeses, that means your milks, that means your meats and your fishes, and all of that stuff gets affected. And so when these cows are out in the field and they're urinating and defecating into the field, okay, that's going to affect potentially the water table over time through the filtration through the soil and get into the water table. I used to have a patient that worked for the sewer department within the city that I used to live in. And he came in with a story one day that he was seeing all of these things in the water purification plant that they would use to purify the water, where you could still read the name of the medication that the person had consumed, found its way into the toilet, into the sewer system, went to the sewage treatment plant and separating out this, that. And so he's like, yeah, you could still read the name of the medication that was coming in through here. And it's like, okay, well, that actually went through a person's body.
Wow.
So wherever the water goes, we're going to be affected by it. And that's everywhere. And so if the livestock that we're feeding them antibiotics to prevent the infection of the ways that they're being captive on their way to the slaughterhouse, that's creating big problems for us.
Wow. So is there any way to get around getting these antibiotics in your system?
For the average consumer, the answer is no. And that's why everyone in the United States needs to be on a probiotic that will actually help restore the necessary balance of bacteria. And that's just one small part of the equation, which I'm sure we're going to get to as we talk more about these digestive system disruptors.
And as I understand it, with probiotics, there is also, we talk about the fact that you need to have a variety of these things in your system, that not all probiotics are one thing. It's not one thing. There's a diversity to what probiotics are.
There is a diversity within our digestive system. And the nice part is that what research has found to be true is there's two very specific strains, a lactobacillus, and then there's another strain called the acidophilus, the bifidobacterium kind of thing. Those together create a foundation to help restore balance to all the different strains, and all the different strains that a particular body has is going to be unique to that person's their genetic makeup, their epigenetic makeup, their belief system makeup, their lifestyle makeup. There's different strengths of microbiome depending upon the lifestyle that a person leads, and that's why we're going to get into these digestive system disruptors. So it's not one size fits all. There's a way to grow a proper microbiome within the person, and the system itself is going to balance it out the way that it's supposed to balance it out, but you need the proper ingredients in order for it to do it, which is why we recommend probiotics.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get into the rest of that material, but before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. And when we get back, I want to talk specifically about these digestive disruptors.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. When you have a question why you have a particular health concern, I would ask you to consult with Dr. Y, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe, studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering that phone, so you'll be talking to me directly. You could send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com, and I will get back to you there, too. Just get a hold of me so that we can get to the bottom of your health concerns. And today, Mark and I are talking about a very, very important topic, which is called digestive system disruptors. And we just covered the antibiotic aspect of it, but there's at least 11 other ways that we screw ourselves up. So let's talk about those.
Yeah, I mean, I think the antibiotics is a huge one. But besides antibiotics, which kill all the bacteria they encounter, what are some of the other things that can disrupt your digestion?
Over-the-counter medications are the second reason for digestive system disruption, and these are so insidious. We're talking about the aspirins, the cold formulas, the antacids, the chemicals we put into our skin like sunscreens and sunblocks, the lotions, the creams, the other ointments that we use. The problem is that they're so common, and the effect takes a while to develop, and I have a young lady in my office who had an issue with her skincare products, and they were causing an overall health issue, and this will begin to become more common as we continue to do this stuff. I mean, I have this discussion with my wife all the time. All these skincare products are suffocating the largest organ that we have, and that interferes with our body's ability to process things in a normal, healthy fashion, and they definitely disrupt our digestive system.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's interesting, I think I was observing this just recently, that when you talk about the over-the-counter medications, unlike the prescription medications, which will tell you the litany of side effects that are possible, if you listen to a commercial about any of the over-the-counter medications, they don't ever mention a word about any of the side effects.
Right. And this is definitely a side effect. By putting that on our skin or putting it into our body, that's going to disrupt just because it's an over-the-counter and you don't need it by prescription doesn't mean it isn't going to affect you in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the medications that you inhale? Do they cause digestive disruption?
Yes, they do. As the chemicals, they are chemicals that affect in the body. So if you inhale through the respiratory system, this leads to problems in the respiratory microbiome and affects our ability to breathe and have oxygen for energy production in the body. And you can see that having an effect on our ability to digest and heal our body properly, because without proper oxygen burning, our metabolic processes are screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned these lotions and sunscreens and things like that and ointments that you get on your skin, and there's a microbiome on your skin, but do those also lead to digestive disruption?
Yes, they do, simply because the metal element in the Chinese five-element theory coordinates, and there's a relationship between your digestive system, meaning your large intestine, as far as that part goes, where the large part of microbiome affects with the absorption of food, etc. The lungs, large intestine, and skin, there's a relationship between all three of them. Those are our external filters. Mm-hmm. And so if you're screwing up one of those filters, then the other filters are going to get compromised too, or they're going to have to work harder, and there's going to be more filtration that needs to take place. And this is going to translate to a heavier burden on your internal filters, which would be your liver, your kidneys, and your spleen. And so where do we get our ingredients in order to repair any of that? Well, we get it through our digestive system, and if our digestive system is already disrupted, then we're going to have a real time to try to heal.
Harder time to absorb what we need. Now, okay, we talked about over-the-counter medications. Does the same also apply, and I assume it does, to prescription medications?
Yes, and they too disrupt the proper digestion of food, and we're not meant to have these chemicals in our body and do it regularly, even daily or several times a day. And so those chemicals are harsher than the over-the-counter meds. So if the over-the-counter medications are disrupting your digestive system, these prescription only harsher chemicals are going to have a stronger disruption to the digestive system because we're not meant to have these toxic chemicals in put through our system.
Now, another thing that can be looked at in a way that it does also has a toxicity to it, but it's something that people use for pleasure, are all these adult beverages, beers, wine, alcohol, things like that. Can those also disrupt the microbiome?
Alcohol, when you say adult beverages, yes. And kid beverages too, but alcohol certainly destroys bacteria and interferes with the microbiome. And hospital nurses and doctors know this, which is why they use alcohol swabs to clean the area to, quote, prevent infection. So when they clean an area using an alcohol swab of some sort, they're getting rid of any bacteria that's on the surface, because if they're going to inject something into this that part of the skin, they want to make sure that they're not going to be injecting some sort of pathogen that's on the surface of the skin. So we know that alcohol does that. So whether you're drinking the alcohol or whether you're rubbing it on you or whether it's in the products that we use as an ingredient associated with those lotions and ointments and salves that we use, then yeah, that's going to disrupt that delicate microbiome.
And the example you use of the nurse using that before they give you an injection tells you that it's pretty instantaneous that the killing of the microbiome.
Correct.
Also, alcohol feeds yeast, doesn't it? And doesn't the microbiome need yeast as a food source?
Well, the microbiome contains yeast as one of the main components that make up the microbiota. And so yeast being one, candida being one, which is a different type of fungus, and the bacteria itself is what, those are the three main ingredients that make up your microbiome. And so if you're alcohol feeding the yeast is going to cause the person to crave more sugar, crave more alcohol. It's going to supersaturate their brain, and they're going to get the drunken response. And it's just it's a downhill spiral. And if your microbiome's out of balance in such a way that you have a yeast overgrowth, then you're going to need more alcohol over time in order to get the same result.
Now, you mentioned that fungus, there's a fungus as part of the microbiome?
Yeah, that's candida.
Because we don't normally think about fungus as something that you want to have in your body.
No, you don't, but there is all these microorganisms are... We're affected by all of them. Some are that affect us synergistically, and this would be the candida that helps the body process and digest food. But when you get too much candida, when you get a candidiasis, okay, when you get an oral thrush, when you get a sense of that going on within the body, then now you have to do something to bring that back into balance. You know, I had a woman in my office who was having oral thrush, and since this yeast candida is supposed to be down in her large intestine, and it had grown all the way up through her digestive system, coming out of her mouth. Okay, that's a pretty long-standing dysbiosis. And what's the treatment for that? Well, the doctors kept saying you keep getting these chronic infections, so you need more antibiotics, which just causes the more perpetual growth of the yeast and the candida. So it's like, you know, they have good intentions, but their execution isn't very good, which is why we have the problems that we have.
Now, water, especially municipal water, the chances of you, if you're drinking it, the chances are you're getting some trace amounts of chlorine. And chlorine is another one of those things that's going to kill bacteria. So if you swim in a pool and you're exposed to chlorine, isn't chlorine used to keep the water safe?
Well, it is used to keep microbes from growing, and using it on the skin and in the water that we drink will create digestive system disruption and skin system disruption as well. It will also lead to thyroid disruption, and these, who are sensitive to being disrupted if not enough iodine can be absorbed through by being blocked by chlorine. So chlorine is a digestive system disruptor. It is an iodine disruptor. It is a thyroid functioning disruptor. And, we get if we hang out in pools, it's interesting because over the last 10 years or so, I make a point. I'm okay going to a pool. Mm-hmm. I go to the pool at Savannah Quarters because I'm a community member there. And I'll go sit on the lounge chairs while everybody else is in the pool. And, you know, my wife and I are the only ones that aren't using the pool, even though we go to the pool. We want to participate in community, but I'm not going to sit in a chlorinated pool and suck all the iodine out of my system and disrupt my digestive system and set myself up for failure. And that's how we do our society. So I want people to be aware of all the different ways that we create the foundational basis for developing health problems and continue to talk about where these things are in our lives and what we can do to offset them.
Well, I mean, one of the things that they use the chlorine is something as severe as E. coli, right? You certainly don't want to come down with a case of that.
No, you don't. And, you don't want E. coli going in through your food hole. You want E. coli coming out of your non-food hole, the excretory hole. And so in the colon, E. coli is where it's supposed to be, and which is why it's called E. coli, and the coli meaning colon. And so that is a bacterium that we need to have, and it needs to be located where it's going to do the best amount of good. You put it in a place where it doesn't belong, and it's going to create a problem. Why? Because it doesn't belong there. Okay.
How does it get into your lower digestive tract?
It's part of what grows in the lower digestive tract.
So
it's one of those bacteriums that are produced and grow and live within the colon, hence the coli portion of the E. coli.
Mm-hmm.
So
that goes to the point that the different parts of the digestive tract, from your mouth to your esophagus to your stomach to your small intestine down to your large intestine, each part of that sequence needs to be in the sequence that it's in.
Right. It needs to have the balance within that section. It's like if you have an assembly line in a manufacturing plant, okay, mm-hmm. And the first part of the manufacturing plant takes the rudimentary components and then it combines them, which then gets combined with, it's like, okay, if you have an assembly line that's manufacturing cars, you don't have the car at the beginning of the assembly line, you have the car at the end of the assembly line. It's like each part of that assembly line has a particular function and deals with a specific part of it. And so our digestive system tube, each part of that tube has a different function associated with it.
Mm-hmm. And again, the case here where you're dealing with the chlorine and things like that, that when you kill off the bad bacteria, you also kill off the necessary bacteria.
Yeah, and that's the problem that we're discussing today. The disruption of our digestive system and all the ways that we do that, setting ourselves up for health issues. And chlorine is certainly one of those things in public drinking water that, mm-hmm. that does that.
And so public drinking water is actually a major contributor to dysbiosis.
If you're only drinking municipal water, and if you remember, we discussed the three best waters to drink and why that's the case a couple weeks back. So you want the artesian well water, you want the mineral water, and you want the spring water, and all the other waters would create health issues. Why? Because they've probably been treated in some way, shape, or form. They're not what God would want us to have. It's what man's trying to do to capitalize to make profit.
Well, this is, again, another very important discussion. People should really understand that there are things out there that are disrupting their digestive system. And because your digestive system has really got 70% of your immune system. So when you disrupt your digestion and your digestive system, you really put yourself at great risk for having health issues.
Yes, you do. And that's why today's topic is so important. We need to take a short commercial break. I'd like for you to listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. Consider what it says, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe, studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are discussing probably one of the most vital topics that I could ever discuss with you, the listener, and it's called the digestive system disruptors, how we set ourselves up to have health problems and what we can do to fix that.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple more of these digestive disruptors. You know, everybody that I know is concerned about dental health, especially for kids, but fluoride is also one of the digestive disruptors you talk about.
Yes, it is, and it's it too is toxic for the body in a similar way that chlorine is. They're both toxic halides and disrupt the digestive system for sure. So brushing our teeth with fluoride toothpaste creates an issue, along with fluoride rinses and fluoride treatments. If you have read the warnings on the toothpaste container about ingestion of fluoride and the possible health effects that it has, and you need to go to the poison control center if you've consumed too much fluoride from the toothpaste, etc. It's like, well, gee, why is that warning on the toothpaste if it's not problematic for the system?
Well, aren't you supposed to spit out the toothpaste?
Well, you are supposed to spit it out, but it gets into your body immediately because it goes into the circulatory system right underneath your tongue. So if it's in your mouth, it goes into your bloodstream, then it goes throughout your whole body.
So can you get too much from this brushing your teeth?
Can you get too much? The problem is if you're getting any. Okay. Fluoride is not healthy for the body in any amount. I don't care what the dental profession says, and they've known for a long time that fluoride is toxic to the body and suppresses your thyroid and suppresses a whole bunch of other aspects of how your body functions. And it was a misunderstanding that was capitalized on in the tooth, in the dental industry. And no, we shouldn't be treating people with fluoride. And fluoride doesn't help you have stronger teeth. Getting rid of sugar in our diet helps you have stronger teeth because the sugar in our diet leaches the minerals out of your teeth. And trying to repair your teeth with this toxic halide isn't going to make your teeth stronger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you may not be getting to the level where you have to call poison control, but what you're saying is any amount of fluoride is going to be a problem.
They're putting fluoride in our drinking water, and that's also creating a problem. And it's like, okay, so some of these waters that you can buy at the store, they'll say that they have fluoride, and they'll put fluoride on. So it's like, oh, great. So now I can give this to my baby because they're now getting fluoride, and I'm helping to protect their teeth. No, you're not. You're screwing up the rest of your child's health. It's not what we should be doing.
Now, what about groundwater? Is that contaminated with fluoride?
Well, that actually depends. It can be, and not typically for most groundwater, especially if you have a well. But in terms of what it is that we're doing and the fact that the water tables are being affected, if you're drawing your well water from a aquifer that's been influenced because of, you know, all these chemicals and toxins that are getting into the water table, then yeah, you may have an issue. That's why it's important if you have a well to have your well tested.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another toxic halide that you've identified that impacts digestive health, and it's known as bromine. What is bromine?
It's a third toxic halide that disrupts our digestive system the same way chlorine and fluoride do. It's part of that triune of toxic halides, the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine.
Mm-hmm. And what has bromine in it?
Well, it's found in all flour-based products, baked goods, and it means that it's in all breads and pastas and cereals and cookies and pies and pastries and anything else that's made from flour.
Wow. Now, pesticides are used to keep crops from being destroyed by different sorts of pests. How can you avoid ingesting bromine from your food?
Well, essentially you can, as it's in everything, which is why we would need to do a better job of being healthy. We need to hold the politicians, the FDA, the manufacturers accountable, and we need to take a vote, and we need to vote with our dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so
Bromine is in pesticides. Bromine is in all the flower products. What else has bromine in it?
Like you said, bromine is used in pesticides and gasoline. It's used as a fire retardant in fabrics and carpets and upholstery and mattresses, and it's an alternative to chlorine in swimming pool treatments. Bromine is also used as a food additive.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different manufacturing purposes that you could see bromine in.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the problem, is the fact that we're getting exposed to bromine, and it's a digestive system disruptor. So you're wearing clothes that have bromine in it. It's going to affect the microbiome of your skin, which we discussed earlier, is mm-hmm. going to affect the respiratory and the digestive system.
And, you know, we also mentioned medications. Is bromine found in them?
I believe there is bromine that's found in some of those medications, and it's a combination with something else. And you know, that's how it's used in so many different products. It's in a combined form, and so it's just not a good thing for us to be exposed to. But you know, you're talking about big business, and big business is going to use what they're going to use. And mm-hmm. if they convince us that we need to use their products, then you know, then we basically trap ourselves into creating health issues.
Yeah. Now can bromine be found in things like soft drinks?
Yes, it can, and it is, and everywhere. It is toxic to the body, and it's just disrupts our digestive system for starters, and it blocks thyroid functioning as well. And so we just need to be more aware of what it is that we're doing to ourselves and why we end up in the situations that we end up in. And you know, this is part of my passion, is understanding why things happen the way that they happen. Mm-hmm. And the more I go to answer the question why, the more of a uphill battle I see that we as a society have, because nobody's taking into consideration what we're doing and the consequences of what we're doing. And you know, I see that time coming where WALL-E is going to be a reality for us here on this planet.
It's talking about the movie from some years back.
Right.
About the, yeah. Now, since we were talking about food, let's talk about enemy number one, sugar.
Where would you like to start, Mark?
Well, I mean, we've done whole shows just on sugar alone, but now there are so many different forms of sugar. There are sugars in a lot of the carbohydrates. There are sugars that are sugar, like the kind that you would find in a sugar container, or cookies or cakes. There's sugar. We talked about alcohol before. I mean, it seems
there's
ubiquitous.
Artificial sugars.
Oh, well, that's a whole other subject that we could talk about, too.
Right. And so when you get into sugar, sugar is the main digestive system disruptor other than antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but I mean, every one of these is going to have a detrimental effect. Every one that we've talked about, you know, sugar is probably not the last one that we're going to talk about, but sugar is a huge, huge problem. And the way that we consume sugar, and what it does is it upsets that microbiome because it feeds the yeast and the candida. Combine that with antibiotics, and now you got a perfect storm for absolute decimation of your digestive system. You don't have enough good bacteria to break your food down. You don't have enough. You have too much yeast and candida causing you now to crave sugar, and the sugar itself is a digestive system disruptor, and so now you can't absorb and assimilate your food, so then your body's never going to heal properly, and you're just going to run into all these different issues.
So that's a whole cycle. Once you start on that, it's what it feeds itself.
Absolutely.
Now, real sugar is one thing, but you're talking about the artificial sweeteners, but then there are artificial colors, and those, I have to think that those would also cause digestive disruption.
They do. They are part of the list of digestive system disruptors, and we all need to be aware of if we want to have a chance to be healthy. And so my intention here is to impart the understanding that we need as to why we get sick. You know, this whole year has been Ask Dr. Why and understanding why we get the problems that we have. And so every topic that I'm going to try to cover on my show is answering a question of why we have what it is that we have. And having all these various 12 different mechanisms for how we disrupt our digestive system, by being aware of them, then we can institute some level of change to have a positive impact on our overall health. If we don't take the time to understand these issues, then we're always at the effect of our problem. We don't have the ability to be at the cause of our problem and affect change to change and eliminate the problem. And so it's just a question. I'm trying to bring light and understanding to people so that you understand why you have what it is that you have.
I mean, the first part of that is to understand, you know, what the problems are before you get to the solutions. You need to understand what's going on. And, you know, along with all these food items, then there's things like the stress of life, of living, that has an impact on your digestive system.
It does. It causes disruption as the stress hormones change the way that our body processes our food. And so when you're stressed, I mean, we talked about the adrenal glands and their stress and the microbiome and how we maintain that. And we've talked about blood pressure and the hormones that the adrenals secrete in an effort to help manage sodium and potassium and holding on to water, which drives up your blood pressure, et cetera. These hormones have an impact on how the body functions. And so when you're eating sugar, you're secreting high amounts of cortisol, which is a digestive system disruptor. You're secreting high amounts of insulin to help absorb some of that sugar, which causes a person to have a reactive hypoglycemic state, which causes them to eat more sugar because their blood sugar is low, which disrupts their, you know, it's this one big, huge cascade. So when one has stress, they're going to make poor choices. And when they make poor choices, then you're going to disrupt your digestive system. And so, yeah, stress is a major component, too. And our response to stress is how we disrupt our digestive system.
Now, another one of the ways you can create problems with your digestive health comes from your pets. But I always understood that having pets could actually have a positive effect on your immune system. So what is up with that?
The pathogens the pets potentially carry are disruptors to our digestive system, and the animal spirit aspect of the relationship is what makes it beneficial. It's a dual-edged sword. Having a pet can be beneficial, and you never want to sleep with your pets, as this will drain your health physically, even if it comforts you emotionally. Why? Because the microbes associated with a pet are going to influence the microbes associated with you. And, you know, it's interesting. I was watching a TV show the other night, and this 14-year-old girl was brought into an emergency room and she was laying down. Turns out, you know, she had to get out of her house because she was being physically and emotionally and sexually abused by her mother's boyfriend or whatever. And so she was living on the street. And one of the things that was creating an imbalance within her when they did an MRI of her brain was they found that she actually had a cockroach that had crawled up her nose.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And so that's an extreme example, but at the end of the day, it's like, okay, we got microbes that we can't even see. And you spend time with these microbes that we can't even see. You're giving your pet anti-flea and anti-tick treatments, and then you hang out and rub up against that pet. Do you think those have an effect on you?
I would imagine they have.
Absolutely.
To.
Yeah. And so if you're sleeping with your pet and you're treating your pet in those ways, and they're getting their shots and they're getting their their vaccines and all of those kinds of things, will that have an impact on your health? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last of these digestive disruptors that I wanted to talk about is your personal hygiene. What effect does your personal hygiene have on your digestive health?
Well, your personal hygiene is part of the microbiome. Our ability to maintain a healthy microbiome is the difference between being healthy and having health concerns. Learning how to balance it and protect it becomes the mission of anybody who wants to avoid life-altering diseases. And all health problems begin in your digestive system. So protect your microbiota and live a lifestyle that will help to maintain that microbiota. And if you do not know how you can go about doing that, and I certainly can steer you in the right direction by teaching you how to take ownership of your microbiota, how to take ownership of your health, and how to make sure that you never manifest end-stage disease. Now, if you're out there and you already have end-stage disease, let me teach you how to unwind it. But one of the things that we're going to talk about is going to be your microbiome and how to restore balance to it. You know, I just got a phone call in the process of us doing this radio show, at the commercial break. And one of the one of my patients just called me to tell me that her husband, who I just saw briefly 2 days ago, we didn't tell you that one of his concerns is that he's severely, severely constipated. Like he goes to the bathroom. He's only gone to the bathroom bathroom twice since January 20th. Oh. And I'm just like, wow, that's an important piece of information. I can't imagine why his inflammation isn't going down. Why? Because he doesn't have any ability to release it. And so these are things that I'm now going to have a conversation with them to help them understand the importance of their microbiome and how we have to go about restoring balance to it. He doesn't want to take the medications to clear him out, so I'm going to give him a simple solution that he has sitting in his cupboard right now that will help to empty his whole system out. And but we got a long road ahead of us to restore balance to his digestive system so that he's not going to the bathroom twice a month. He's going to the bathroom as many times a day as he eats in the course of a day. I go to the bathroom three times a day because I eat three times a day.
That's unusual, I
and
think.
If you're not doing that, that's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really important conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some about how you proceed to bring balance back into your digestive system.
Absolutely. But listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I have been discussing all the different wonderful ways that we disrupt our digestive system and how that leads to the negative health effects that everybody in this country is suffering from. And Mark, we should maybe talk about some solutions. Maybe?
I think we should. I mean, there are many ways that we disrupted the digestive system, but it seems to be unavoidable that you're going to run into these problems just because of the world in which we live. But there are solutions. So I wanted to see, you know, where do we begin if you are suffering from any kind of health issue? Where would you begin to try to bring yourself back into balance?
Well, at the end of the day, you need proper instruction and you need to meet with a practitioner that actually has the understanding required in order to address your particular situation. Gentleman that was in the office yesterday was talking to me about he's gone to several different providers in an effort to try to get a solution to his problem. Since he's come to me, I've asked him important questions that he never considered asking his doctor because he just gave his doctor blind trust and just figured, well, he knows or she knows what they're doing, so I just need to follow their instructions and everything will turn out well. The difficulty is things haven't turned out well for him. He went to five or six different practitioners and not a one of them actually fixed his problem. So now he's in my office and we're having a conversation and I'm answering his question why. And it was interesting to watch him go through the process like, I'm going to stump Dr. Rick right now. I'm going to ask him this question and he's not going to be able to answer it because no doctor's ever been able to answer it. So he asked me a question and without hesitation, I give him a logical response. And he gets this confused look on his face. I said, did my answer confuse you? He's like, no, the answer made perfect sense. What confused me is why it made such perfect sense and nobody else has been able to make such perfect sense out of this particular question. I said, well, did you ask your other doctors those questions? He's like, no, these are the questions that came out of what it is that they did to me. Great. So now we're helping you to see your situation in a little more clearer fashion. Great. So now we actually have the ability to help him. Why? Because he's developed a sense of confidence that I'm answering the questions that he's never had answered before. And that's by giving him the answers, that's now giving him empowerment. That's now putting him in the driver's seat. So now we can work together to solve his situation. So most importantly, you need to find a provider that can answer your questions. And we've been doing this since the beginning of the year, Ask Dr. Why stuff, and that's going to continue to become universal message. Why? Because that's the one question that's never being answered in healthcare, which is why. So those commercials aren't going away anytime soon. My hope is that the listener is eventually going to actually start asking them and become that annoying three-year-old that keeps asking why until mom or dad actually answers the question. And in this case, it being your doctor. So you need to find a provider that's going to actually help you to understand your condition, understand the condition why, and then help you develop a pathway out of it. If you go to my website, spineboy.com, you'll see right on the homepage next to the introductory video, you'll see in big red letters, Ask Dr. Why, and then there's a place for you to click there. Click there, you go to the page specifically for Ask Dr. Why. Go to the second little tab that's on that page, and it's going to give you a whole bunch of different conditions, and it's going to address why you have your conditions. Every single article there answers the question why you have this particular condition. And all the universal answers has to do with addressing your microbiome,
mm-hmm.
addressing your leaky gut syndrome, addressing why you have a sugar craving, addressing why your doctor is recommending antibiotics or why your doctor is recommending medications, why the antibiotics are bad for you. Every answer to those questions is there in an article that is easy for you to follow. It's easy for you to understand. It's in plain language. So you, the listener, you want to get an answer, go there. But in terms of, well, what is it that you need to do to restore your health? You're going to need to read those articles, or you're going to need to come into my office and we'll have the conversation. And as a refresher, I may say, go read those articles, or listen to this radio show, or listen to some of the other radio shows where I'm answering the questions why. That's what all of this is about, is it's to empower you, the listener, to empower you if you're a practice member in my office, to empower you to take back your ownership of your health. That's what every person on this planet needs to do. They need to take responsibility. And we currently live in a society which shirks responsibility and makes it somebody else's fault. It's the government's fault that we're unhealthy. Yes, it is the government's fault, but it's your fault for following their recommendations.
Well, even if it is their fault, even if it's anybody else's fault, the only person who can take responsibility for you is you.
Yes.
And if you want to take responsibility for yourself and you want to get the help that you need, because just because you take responsibility doesn't mean that you have the knowledge that is specific to the issues around your health that you need to get help with. The best way to do it is to go and reach out to somebody like Doc Rick.
Well, it's interestingly enough, because I've had this conversation with people. It's a conversation that I have with every person who becomes a member of my practice, and is we talk about responsibility. Responsibility, the definition of responsibility is being legally or ethically accountable for the care and welfare of yourself or another. And that's a wonderful definition, but it doesn't make any sense to the average consumer. So responsibility is actually easier to understand when you break it down like this. It's being able to respond with your ability. If you don't have an understanding or an ability to do something, then you're not going to get good results. Don't hand a five-year-old the keys to your $100,000 sports car. That's going to lead to a bad outcome. Why? Because the five-year-old has no idea what they're doing. Okay? If you go to your doctor and your doctor can't answer the question why, then they literally have absolutely no idea what to do with you and your situation. That's the wrong practitioner to be at. Keep asking the questions why. And if they're not willing to answer your questions why, then you've reached the ceiling of their ability to help you. You need to get into a different office that has a higher ceiling that can answer your questions and deal with what it is that you need to deal with. And so my thought is whether you come to me or you go to somebody else, I don't care where you go, get an answer to the question why. And if you're not getting an answer to the question why, come see me, because I won't let you leave my office without answering your question why.
And if you want to reach you, what's the best way to get you?
Best way is to see this little contraption in my hand, Mark. That's my cell phone. Best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. I want you to call 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Get a hold of me. You want to send me a piece of mail? You can do that. I had a gentleman send me a piece of mail to ask me when he was done with his particular circumstance, could he come see me? And it's, yeah, absolutely. You can send me a letter. It was very antiquated, but whatever. Call me, 845-561-2225. Email me at docrick@spineboy.com. Whatever it takes, meet me on the street, bump into me at the grocery store. I really don't care. I just want to answer your questions. I want to help you be healthy. I want you to exercise your birthright. And, come have a sit down with me. And I promise you, when you leave my office, you'll be a changed person for sure. I want to thank you for tuning in. That's it for this week's show. Please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. I want to thank Mark again for putting this show together. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.